Now, I'm sure many of you who have traveled can relate to the idea in the reading. Culture shock is a common phenomenon, and even though most of us immediately think of differences on the international level, we could also experience within our very own country. Anyway, personally speaking, when I think of culture shock, I immediately think of the time I spent traveling in South America. First of all, I was living in Chile for a couple of years, and I prided myself on being punctual. I had been trained by my parents and friends to be sure to arrive 5 minutes early to classes, appointments, meetings, and so on. But in Chile, they don't expect anyone to show up on time, even for a job interview. I remember the first time I was invited to a friend's barbecue that started at 9 p.m. When I arrived at 8:55, there was no one there. Guests started arriving almost an hour later, and the meal wasn't served till close to midnight. It took me a long time to get used to this kind of behavior. Another thing about Chile that was really surprising was the way dating and marriage work. You see, few people in Chile actually officially marry. There is a popular arrangement called a polyolio. Couples who are in a polyolio may live together for years or even have kids together, but never get married. They are basically considered a live-in boyfriend and girlfriend. They never bother marrying because they don't see much of a point. They could stay together for decades and raise a family together without ever tying the knot. This approach to starting a family was very surprising to me, since it was so different than what I experienced in my own culture.